First of all, what was running through your mind when you were invited to be part of the Futures team? How does that conversation even go? I mean, being part of the 160 best players in Canada has to mean something to you, right?
Yeah, I was just really excited when I found out. My friend Ty Johnson told me.
Yeah.
At first, he just texted me, he was like, congratulations, and I was like, on what? And he said, you made T12, and it was like my heart stopped. I was just so excited.
Yeah, and being a Bantam, how does that feel for you?
It was crazy coming out here, you know. I've seen, like, Caesar, I've known him ever since Bantam, and him tell me, like, his experience. I knew it was going to be really fun when I got out here.
Yeah, and from then until now, I mean, describe the T12 process. What's it been like for you and your teammates? You fly over here with 16 of the other dogs.
Yeah.
Can you describe that process?
It was good. The flight was good, and it was just really good to see all the guys that, you know, they all deserve it. And it was really great that we all could come here and represent our program.
And you talk about the program, I mean, and you talked a little bit about Caesar. He's been here for a while. There's been a few other guys, McDowell among many of them. Were you able to pick the brains of them before coming over here?
Yeah.
Ask them about their experiences.
Yeah, I just like, you know, what's it like playing in a big league stadium? They're like the same dimensions, just three more rows of seats.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Is this program, the dogs program, is this kind of like a family? You guys are all kind of coming over here together. You guys obviously have been together for a while. Would you describe it as a family type atmosphere?
Yeah, for sure. Whenever we're together, you can always feel that sense of brotherhood.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
And as a kid in your position, I mean, what kind of advice would you give to someone who could be in your position as a Bantam next year in the T12s?
Just savor it.
Yeah.
Like, just take it in all. Take all of it in while you can, because this could be your last time, or it could be my last time. You
mm-hmm.
know, injuries. Just all take it all in. Yeah.
That's great, honestly, man. And as you look around at the Rogers Center, your first year coming in as a young guy, how did you feel stepping on that mound? Obviously, you had your first start, and how did you feel stepping on that mound for the first time in front of that coaching staff? I mean, Roberto Alomar, Jesse Barfield,
yeah.
George Bell, and all the scouts. How did that make you feel?
Couple pitches, my nerves were up, and then after that, kind of just got to business as usual. And having all those Hall of Famers and great players that came through the Blue Jays, it was great getting to talk to them and get their baseball knowledge.
Yeah, and you talk about, obviously, the coaches that you've learned under. You've most likely got a few more years here at the T12, and the aforementioned coaching staff will be seeing you again, but is there a conversation that you've had with any of them that kind of sticks out to you?
Tyler Hollick, mm-hmm. our midget black coach, he just said that, you know, like, just savor it, and you should be here, and just, mm-hmm. you deserve it. Just make the most of your opportunities when you get here.
Yeah, and your first start comes against Quebec. Two innings of pretty good ball. I mean, how would you grade yourself, and ultimately, what did you learn going against some of the older players that you can kind of apply to your next start?
I thought I did pretty well.
Yeah.
Just you need to attack the zone and just make them hit you. Just
right.
Try to, can't go and miss the bat or else you're throwing balls, but just to be aggressive and show what you got.
And kind of trust your stuff,
yeah,
right?
Yeah, trust my stuff.
Awesome, Connor. And before I let you go, professional baseball does run deep in your family,
yeah.
With your father, Lou, who's now a member of the coaching staff at the Academy. How does that, having him around, kind of benefit not only you, but the Academy itself?
It's just great, just knowing that played with all these great players and like Tim Salmon,
mm-hmm.
just knowing that he can give me that advice, and I don't, because not a lot of people get to hear advice, especially from someone like their dad, about Major League Baseball and just baseball in general, from like that level of what he knows of and his understanding of the game.
Perfect, man. Thank you very much.
All right.
I appreciate
Thank
that.
You,